a day traditionally associated, in this country at least, with wine. All over the country, people will be popping the corks on bottles of young wine, mostly from South Moravia, and the purists will be serving it with the traditional Czech St. Martin's Day feast of roast goose with red and white cabbage. My colleague Rob Cameron has been sampling a few glasses and has the following report.
St. Martin began life as Martin of Tours, who was baptized as an adult and later became a monk. He's credited with spreading winemaking throughout the French region of Touraine and is believed to have introduced the Chenin Blanc grape to the region, from which most white wines of western Touraine and Anjou are still made to this day. But what about St. Martin's connection with the Czech Republic? Well, the first French young wine, Beaujolais Nouveau, also appears around this time, so you might, like this reporter, be tempted to think that Beaujolais Nouveau and St. Martin of Tours are somehow connected. Well, you'd be wrong, as Alena Bielowska from the Solarius Budetska wine cellar explained.
It's a great tradition that goes back hundreds of years to the Middle Ages, to the time of Charles IV. Each year, on the feast of St. Martin, the winemakers would open their first bottles of wine, which was a very prestigious occasion, obviously. So it has nothing in common with Beaujolais Nouveau whatsoever. Beaujolais Nouveau is a tradition going back about 30 years. St. Martin's wine is a tradition that goes back much further, to about 1381.
Charles IV was a great wine lover. He himself learnt the art of winemaking in Italy and Spain and brought the tradition back with him to Bohemia. When he became king, Bohemian winemaking had been severely neglected. The grapes hadn't been cultivated for many centuries. He brought with him grapevines from Europe and changed the face of winemaking in Bohemia and Moravia. So what makes St. Martin's wine so unique? Alena Bielowska again.
It's very refreshing wine, very fruity, sometimes almost floral in taste and bouquet. And this wine actually gives us an indication of what that year's wine will be like, whether it will be a good year or a bad year, whether it will be a pleasant, delicate wine, or whether this year's won't be so good.
Okay, so I guess I should try it. I'll just take a sniff. It smells lovely and fresh, very strong. Strong nose, good nose.
So look out for St. Martin's wine in wine cellars throughout the country today. Keep an eye out for labels saying Svatomartinske vino. And as Daniela said in the intro, best served with roast goose and cabbage.
Rob Cameron there, sampling the best that